Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. Good morning. Dave Lee here on the Morning News. Beautiful weather start to the day. We go to the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. I say good friend, hi to Margaret Brennan, the host of the iconic CBS Sunday Morning News program, Face the Nation. She joins us here this morning. Margaret, how are you and how's your family?
We are safe, we are healthy, and that's what we can hope for these days, particularly in D.C. We were not under a curfew last evening, which is a change given what's happening here.
Yes, and of course, we had here in the Twin Cities, as you're well aware, the first of a series of memorials for George Floyd yesterday.
Yes, absolutely. And our CBS News anchor, Nora O'Donnell, brought the broadcast out there to mark that memorial and to talk about what your cities are going through. We know this weekend in the nation's capital on Saturday, hundreds of thousands are expected to come and to continue these protests. And that's where we believe we will begin Sunday morning with, based on what we're hearing from activists, some extraordinary pictures of people turning out to remember George Floyd, but also just to use that as a ability to draw attention to some of the broader issues. We see an outpouring of emotion. We are perhaps watching a movement taking shape. I don't know that we're there yet. I think we're all watching to see who is emerging from this to turn this emotion into political action. But there are certainly calls for it here in the nation's capital, and we'll talk about that Sunday.
Yeah, and later this morning in the show, I'm glad you mentioned that, we'll talk about those changes with our mayor and the city council. They get together, and they may try to implement, now that there's that civil lawsuit, to try to get some changes done maybe by next week, believe it or not. So we'll check in on that. Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah, that'll be interesting this morning. I would ask you, Margaret, as well, about kind of a sidebar story now, and that's the pandemic. But when we see these marches, and that we've talked to several doctors here in Minneapolis about that, but the CDC head I saw was worried that people are not following the coronavirus guidance. And is there concern about the march in Washington, D.C. from the pandemic side of things?
Absolutely, because Washington, just like Minneapolis, is one of those places where there's still a tremendous amount of virus that was already circulating. We had just lifted the stay-at-home order on the 29th. Right as these protests broke out. And so there is concern that this could reignite transmission. Dr. Scott Gottlieb, the former FDA commissioner who's been with us on Face the Nation throughout this pandemic, warned us of that last Sunday. We may not know the answer to that question yet. It may take, 2 to 3 weeks to see the infections result in actual illness. Even though some of these protesters are on the younger side, it's the question of who do they transmit this to next? And that's the broader worry. So we will talk about that with Dr. Scott Gottlieb. We're also going to have the mayor of Houston, Texas, joining us, Sylvester Turner. We know that the Floyd Memorial has become a national event, and as his body returns there, we will talk to the mayor about what the planning is in that city to protect people's health, to protect people's safety, and to mark this historic moment that we are in.
Let me just switch gears a little bit, Margaret, because I know you have so many things. That'll be the focus, obviously. But also it was interesting that President Trump's first defense secretary, retired General Jim Mattis, as you are well aware, more than most, spoke out Wednesday against the threat of using U.S. military forces against these protests. And now I saw yesterday Senator Murkowski out of Alaska spoke in support of James Mattis as well. I just want to get your response to what's happening there and what will happen.
Well, this is just extraordinary. Jim Mattis, and I say this not just because I'm married to Marine, but because, you know, I've covered this world for some time. He is one of the most revered military officials in our country and maintains that status in retirement. And he was clear when he left the administration that he did not want to speak ill of a sitting president. And he was continually asked to weigh in on issues and said no. This was too much for him, and issued a blistering letter this week. And it said that what is being discussed and what happened on Monday here in the nation's capital with federal forces using gas and projectiles to disperse protesters to clear the way for the president to give a speech in front of, or a photo op in front of a nearby church, was just making a mockery of our Constitution. He blasted the president for not seeking to unite the country, but rather to divide it. It's remarkable. It is so extraordinary to see so many members of high stature within the military who are in retirement speak out this way. Perhaps it's also because they are some of the only individuals that maintain that kind of moral authority. The military is still a revered institution at a time when many of our others are not. And we also know the president is extremely popular within the Republican Party, and we haven't seen a large number of lawmakers feel that they can rebuke the president publicly. So these voices like Jim Mattis have extra weight.
Who else is going to be on the show this weekend?
Well, we will have former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, someone who also does not speak out very often. She chooses her moments carefully. She's chosen this one to come on to talk about what she's touched on already in an op-ed, but we hope to have her put in more concrete terms, which is asking for a systematic change to result from this outpouring of emotion. Will this emotion turn into a movement? What are the structural reforms that need to take place? And obviously, she is one of the most powerful American officials who is African-American, and she wants to use that position of influence to talk about that at this moment.
Then the other question I'll go before you leave this morning is the elections, which you have covered as well as anybody can through the years. Foreign hackers are targeting apparently Joe Biden and Donald Trump campaigns. Google was saying Thursday Chinese hackers have been targeting, I think, Biden, and I think they were talking about Iranian hackers getting right into the president's people. But Margaret, tell me about the concern for this, and is there any way to prevent it?
Well, the concern has really been persistent. It's not just around the elections. This is continued foreign interference, but it certainly has spiked going into the election and around the campaigns. You're right. This week we learned from Google, a private enterprise, not just the government, saying that it's Chinese and Iranian hackers trying to get into Gmail accounts of people working on the presidential campaigns. Remember, in 2016, they were the private email accounts of campaign officials that led to that trove of damaging emails around the Hillary Clinton campaign. So this is something that is extremely dangerous because you can selectively pick information, you can alter it, you can leak it, and the risk here is that us in the public will fall prey to this kind of manipulation or disinformation. And it is very hard to protect against it. It is one of the things that the government has really struggled with. One of the solutions is to try to educate the public. One of them is to try to get some of the social media companies to flag information when it comes from foreign entities or foreign or entities that are paid for with foreign money. But some of it is really kind of up to us to remain on alert and inform citizens aware of when we're being manipulated. And what we have seen consistently from these foreign actors is that they pick issues that are wedge divisive issues. Race, one of our biggest vulnerabilities in this country, was exploited in 2016 by Russia. That was clearly found in the Senate Intelligence Report.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you Sunday morning again, Margaret. I always appreciate your time here. Never enough time, but thanks for joining us here on WCCO Radio again.
Great to talk to you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.